So there's a preseason game tonight down in Tampa Bay, and they moved it up a day because there's going to be some bad weather coming to that area. And so we're doing our Redskin report here with Trevor Matic a day earlier than we anticipated. Good morning to you, Trevor Matic.
Good morning, Brian.
Trevor, of course, an elite long snapper. He's WMAO's Redskin analyst. He's a co-host over at Comcast Sportsnet. And by the way, a snappy dancer and dresser, I hear.
How about that?
Yeah, okay. So look, here we go. They made some cuts yesterday. To bring the active roster down to 75 players. So what's happening, and who got cut?
Well, a couple of higher priced veterans that they were expecting more out of got cut. One of them is Perry Riley, who is a linebacker. He was playing a little bit better as the year went on last year, but then got hurt. And Mason Foster took his place and played better than he did. And so, you know, you can make the case that you don't lose your job to injury, and that's true. But you do lose your job if your backup plays better than you.
Yep.
And so this training camp, he didn't do much to win the job back. And because his salary cap number is over $4 million, they went ahead and saved the money and parted ways. Another is Stephen Paya, a defensive lineman who was a free agent that came in last year, I think it was, and they expected a lot more out of him than he was able to produce. Part of it was injury. Part of it was what they think is just effort. So instead of staying with the guy that's not getting it done, they decided to go with some of the younger guys that are showing more promise.
All right.
And as we hit tonight's game, by the way, you know, this has been preempted for tonight as we just discussed because of the storm, but there's still a potential for some rain and some storm in these conditions. Is there a worry amongst the coaching staff about some injuries here in a preseason game? I mean, obviously they're going to have to play in the rain sometime during the season, but boy, to have an injury during a preseason game is just awful.
Absolutely, Larry, and that's why the standard practice of not playing starters in the fourth preseason game actually meshes with the needs of the team and the weather that's coming in. And so they don't want to lose anybody in these conditions right now, even backups, because there are still guys that have a chance to impress and make the team on special teams, et cetera.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, you don't want starters out there in conditions like this, and you don't want to have to make an excuse to pull the starters because the weather's bad, because that makes you look weak. So I think overall the conditions and the needs mesh.
And actually, to that end, is that, you know, when you're on the bubble, you know, put me in the mind of a player. You've been there, although of course you were never on the bubble. You were a no brainer for the starting squad, Trevor Matic. But if you're on the bubble and this is your last chance to impress, and it's not just the Redskins, you know, other teams send scouts and they watch these games too because they might have a need. Is there a danger that you try to overdo to impress too much and then you're in risk for an injury as well?
There is, and Larry, that's a great point because you can see, especially on special teams, where the Redskins have given up some big returns, right?
Yeah.
Well, what you have is young guys trying to make a mark on special teams covering, say, a kickoff. And instead of staying in their lane, they'll leave their lane to try to go make a play. And then the returner will cut into the lane they were supposed to cover at the last second, and next thing you know, there's a big play given up. And so that's a dilemma for young players. They'll know that if they stay in their lane and squeeze it down, they probably won't make the play and probably won't impress the coach. But if you leave your lane, you won't just not impress the coach. You're likely to give the coach an excuse to cut you because you're not fulfilling your assignment. So that's look in this game on both sides for big plays by the special teams return units, because it could be that the reason is some guy on his last opportunity to impress the coach tried to do too much.
Yeah, that's always a risk. All right, so why is it that we, as you mentioned earlier, that we never play the first string in the last game? I mean, what? Give me, you've said it's the traditional thinking, but why is that the traditional thinking?
Brian, I think fans want to know the answer to that question. And I can tell you what the answer is,
okay,
but I don't agree with that answer. You know, the answer is you want to give them a little bit more rest before the opening week, and I get that. That's fine. But that doesn't mean that they couldn't go in and play a couple of series just as a tune-up. You're not going to get tired. You're not going to have your legs go flat on you for the opener because you played 8 or 10 plays in a game. It's not going to happen. As a matter of fact, I think that's better because it puts you primed for having to play 4 full quarters the following week. But I think that fear of injury is what makes it happen. And I'm okay with that decision. Here's why. People that say the preseason is too long are right in terms of 4 preseason games. They're right if you think of playing the starters for 4 preseason games. But while some starters are young and they need more time, other starters don't need that in order to get ready to play. And so by having those four games, you can moderate the playing time of the starters while still getting guys in there that need the reps. Nate Sudfeld, who's the third-string quarterback, will play this whole game.
Yeah. Is he ready, by the way? I mean, he's an Indiana Hoosier. I mean, I know technically that's the Big Ten, but come on, it's Indiana's football team. Is he ready to pioneer a NFL offense?
Absolutely not, and that's why they need him to get these reps. That's why they had Colt McCoy play so many reps in the preseason, because the backup quarterbacks don't get very much practice time. It goes to the starter. Mm-hmm. But what happens if something happens to the starter? Well, the investment in the reps for the backups comes mostly in the preseason. So it's not too long. Those guys need this time.
Yeah. Hey, Trevor, one other thing. You know, the Redskins' opening day is Monday night against the Steelers. Now, that is Monday the 12th, right? Monday the 12th.
Yes.
And this last preseason game was supposed to be tomorrow, Thursday, but now they've moved it to tonight. So that is that's almost two full weeks between this last day and opening day. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I mean, I understand it's great for rest and recuperation, but, boy, that's a long layoff, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a long layoff, and that's another reason why I think it would be good for the starters to get a few series in this game.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a long layoff, and players tend to like that kind of thing because it's a bye week that helps you recover from the rigors of training camp. But keep in mind that there aren't any rigors in training camp anymore because they don't wear you out in training camp
like they used to. Yeah.
So the need for rest is a lot less.
Trevor's shaking his cane, saying, "In my day,
that's right." All right, Trevor, I've put this off as long as I think I can.
You're going to ask him now? You're not going to wait till
because this, like I say, it's just this. These are just a few, final decisions we made. We pretty much know what we got going into the season. I need you to put on the line your prediction on when and losses for the season.
I think the Redskins have at worst a 9-win season, at best a 10 to 11 win. So I'm going to say the Redskins are going to win. I'm going to say 10 games. I'm going to go crazy on that.
Wow.
I think they're much improved in the secondary. I think their quarterback play will take a quantum leap forward just because you have the same guy running the same offense for 2 years in a row, which is weird. You know, they're upgraded in a lot of places.
Weird
and
here.
Last year they won the division, so there's no reason to think that they can't have another good year.
And you said you think the Giants are the biggest threat right now in the NFC.
Yes, because Dallas will be going with a rookie quarterback and their defense is suspect in Philly. Who knows what that
Philly's
hot mess
Philly.
Is going to do.
Yeah, it's Philly. Well, I think you – 10. T's on record, 10.
Right. Well, listen, we asked Redskins legend Joe Theismann the same question yesterday. I said over under 10 wins. He said without hesitation, over. And then he said, at worst, on the number.
Yeah.
So,
wow,
you
okay.
Go. You're
all
in
right,
there
so
with
I can blame Joe.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Trevor.
Because he's a snappier dresser than I am.
Yeah. Well, that is for sure.
Yeah, but you're still the better dancer.
Oh, thank you.
It is now 8:15 on WMAL.
We need to get Trevor Maddich on Dancing with the Stars.
There we go.